someday. You believe with all your heart? Of course, to see you have a garter on your neck. That's to be seen. Of course, do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ would be here, would make you well? Do you believe he could tell me about your life if he wanted to? He could. He wouldn't necessarily have to, would he? No, wouldn't have to. So you believe if I just ask prayer for you that you'd get well? Would you come back and testify in the meeting? If you could go home tonight and eat and get over that stomach trouble, you'd feel good about it too, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Now you can do that. You just go eat. Lord Jesus, I pray that you bless this woman and may she go and be made well. For your glory, I lay hands upon her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go eat and come back. Come and watch your daughter. Do you believe with all your heart, sister? You believe that the Lord will make you well? Would you be willing to come back here and testify to the glory of God if he make you well? God bless you. Come. Our Heavenly Father, let thy mercies and blessings rest upon the woman. And if she goes from here tonight, may she go rejoicing and happy and made well. As I lay hands upon her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I go rejoicing. That's it. She's not a town, but she got healed. All right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart as you come? You believe that God is here to make you well? You believe we ask him to look at the people out there praying for you? Or about 1,000 people, I guess, are praying for you. You believe that right here now, under the power of the Holy Spirit, that he'd make you well? How many in the audience are believing this with all their heart now? I'm asking to come back and testify. Lord Jesus, as I lay hands upon the woman, I ask that she be made completely whole in Jesus Christ's name. Grant it, Lord. Amen. God bless you now. Go rejoicing, being happy. You believe also, sister, that you'll be made well? For your disease is not dreadful. It's not nothing to kill you, but it's enough to make you feel bad all the time, stiff in your back and can't get up. But you believe that God will make you well of this? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll heal the woman, and since she leaves here tonight, may she go happy and rejoicing, made well, through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, lady. I go rejoicing, happy. Now, friends, you might say, well, I don't see nothing happening. There's not nothing on here yet that you can see happen. See? It's nothing that's come to the platform yet that you can see supernaturally. This is just something that don't show, you see. But the people are getting healed. That's exactly right. Here, friends, and here, a few they might know, come here. You believe, sister, with all your heart? With all your heart. If I didn't say one thing to you, you'd believe it anyhow, wouldn't you? You believe if I... All right. Come here, let me have your hand. I want you to look at my hand. I see how my hand looks. Now, let's see. I want you to put your hand on mine. Now, look at the difference in my hand. You have swollen up there and a little bump thrown over. Now, what's the matter? You got stomach trouble. Yeah, all afraid of your stomach. Isn't that right? Now, do you believe Jesus will heal you? Now, I want you to take your hand off. Take your hand off. Now, look how my hand goes back and on. Now, take this other hand and put on it. Isn't that way, is it? Just as much human in this hand as you are in that hand, aren't you? I'll put my hand on it. Doesn't bother a bit, does it? Now put this hand here back on here again, watch. Now see? Now I want you to watch my hand while I pray. And now you believe that I've told you the truth and God will make you well and see what happens to the hand. Shall we bow our heads? Heavenly Father, this poor woman standing here suffering, I ask you to be merciful to her. See her suffer with this demon power as possessor and trying to take her over, but thou art here to liberate her. And I ask for her healing. Come out of her, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave the woman. Now, sister, before I open my eyes or anything else, it's left my hand, hasn't it? My hand's back and on with you. If it's right, say yes.
Yes.
All right, now you raise your head, are you? Something's happened, hasn't it? Now, a few moments ago, my hand is swelled up, get real red. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, watch. I take my hand off. I put this hand over here. See? Nothing happened. Put this on now. Nothing happened. Something's happened, hasn't it? Your stomach trouble's gone. Go easy. That's fine. must have faith regardless of whether God says anything or not. You see, if you talk to people, sure you find out what's wrong with them. That's exactly right. If you talk to people, but the thing you don't give it just about three or four through, and then you're so weak you can't hardly stand it. For instance, just be reverent. Don't move around. Please don't. During the meeting. See, you interrupt. Be real reverent. Now look here, sir. You believe me to be God's servant? You believe that this... Now, I want to talk to you just a moment. Now, you just look right straight this way, and I'll look off somewhere else so they won't think it's mental telepathy. But I want you to look at me this way and believe with all your heart. You ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord if they got the picture? We'll have some of them in a few days. Yes, the Lord, you've seen it, have you? Where you take the picture of it down there in Houston, Texas? You realize that something's taking place now, isn't it? That's something you feel strange, kind of a feeling of kindness or like love or something other that's on you now. That's what that is. That's what it is. It's him, it's your anointing moving to you. Right. You have stomach trouble also. You have a diabetic condition. I'll tell you something else. You only have a half a kidney. Is that right? But you're healed. Your faith made you well, sir. God bless you, sir. I want to ask you something. For the audience, we're strangers to one another. We've never seen one another in our lives. But when you come up there, when I started talking to you, then all of a sudden, it's like a real sweet feeling come over you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now all at once, all of the relief coming is all over. That's when you were healed. Your faith did it, brother. Not me. Your faith in Christ did it. God bless you. All right. Now that's the weakening part. That's what hurts. Matter, sister, sitting there weeping. Got arthritis, don't you have? The little white hat on sitting there. You believe you got eczema broke out on you also. You believe that God makes you well? All right, stand up on your feet and receive your healing. Now your arthritis is gone from you and your faith heals you. You don't have that. That's what we can see that. Just be reverent and pray. All right. You believe with all your heart, lady? You believe? You believe that God sent me here to help you? You got heart trouble, for one thing. And you're real nervous. I see you trying to get up at night. You can't sleep. Just rolling around the bed sleepless. Isn't that right? That's exactly right. Go home now. You go to sleep tonight. Jesus Christ makes you well. Have faith. Believe it all. If I just ask for God to bless your healing, will He do it? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless sister and let her go and be made well for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Go now. All right. Come bless you. You believe with all your heart? You believe by just asking that you'll... Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll bless the woman and heal her and make her well through Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing. All right, come. You believe with all your heart? Oh, Lord, I pray that you'll heal sister and make you go from here tonight rejoicing and happy and made well through Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing and be happy. Make you well? God bless you. High blood pressure also. If you believe Him with all your heart, you can be made well. Go home. God bless you. You had stomach trouble, sir, but it's gone from you now. You can go home and eat and be well and made happy. God bless you. Bless you. Believe with all your heart. Lord Jesus, I ask that you heal our sister and make you go from here tonight well. Oh, my, such a faith building in the audience now. I hear he is the moving. The Holy Spirit.
Oh,
there's something wrong with this woman. There's something wrong there in the audience. The same way. It's that man sitting right there. You got something wrong with your eyes, sir. You also, you got a growth on your left shoulder. It's not showing, but that's right. Isn't that right? Raise up to your feet. You got a growth on your left shoulder. If God healed you, and this woman had a tumor, you heal her so you can both go and be made well. Of the Lord Jesus Christ, may this leave him and never come again. Amen. All right, will you come, sister? Have faith, everybody, right now. Come, sister. You believe? Lord Jesus, I pray that you will heal the woman and make her completely whole for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you, sister. Do you believe you can walk without that? You believe Jesus Christ would put on your shoulder and walk on across the platform and say, you don't need it. Versus taking your hand like you're going across the platform and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You believe, sister, with all your heart? In Jesus' name, go and be made whole. See, you just have to get a little start. That's all you have to do. Get your face moving one time. God will do the rest of it. The whole group of you can do the same thing right now if you believe it. Believe, sir, in the name of Jesus Christ, may you be healed and made whole. God bless you, brother. Go rejoice. You believe that God will heal you if we'll ask him? There's something here in those things, isn't that right? You believe it's the Lord Jesus? Amen. Father, I pray that you'll bless her and heal her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Go rejoice now. Be happy. All right. Have faith in God. You believe? With all your heart. With all your soul. It's real to you. Got arthritis in your arthritis in your leg. It's in your right leg, isn't it?
Yes,
in your right leg. You're up for operation, aren't you?
No.
You got a tumor anyhow. A tumor in the womb. Is that right? Doctor said so. So you got to be operated on it unless God heals you. Is that right? Yes, ma'am. Spell your name, pronounce it Meka, M-A-K-I? Helma, your first name is Helma Meka. And you live at 850 Park Avenue. You go on home, you're going to be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe with all your heart? How many of you would like to be healed right now and made well? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is good? All right, stand up on your feet a minute. Just a minute. I don't care how crippled you are, how blind you are, stand up on your feet. Lay your hands over on one another. Everybody in here. Now bow your head just a minute. Kind Heavenly Father, your spirit moving over this little audience tonight, weeping on out here, knowing that your presence is here and healing this sick person in the building. Praying it, Lord, at this time, you will hear coming yourself as you are the Lord Jesus Christ. I can see him here.
That you're standing in his presence. Now, there's the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person in here under my control for the glory of God. Now, I want you to look on me just a minute. Are you aware that something's going on? Now, so the audience will know that something changed just the last moment here. Raise up your hand so that they'll see. Yes. Now, it's a feeling like sweet, humble. You know it's something besides your brother, isn't it? Now, your attitude towards that will determine what it is. You are a believer. You're a believer, a Christian woman. And you're now you're moving out from before me. You got something, it's in your blood. It's a bloodstream condition. It's kind of you needing shots like insulin. It's diabetes. You have diabetes. You got diabetes. And I see you're extremely nervous. You pace a whole lot and drop things and things. It's a real nervous condition. I see you've been in a doctor's office or something. They give you an examination. And I see it's up around the head here. He's got another doctor, kind of a strong-looking man, and he says it's got a tumor on the brain, and it's pushing against the optical nerve, which is running you blind. And those things are true. Now, that wasn't me. That was him. You believe it now? You believe he's anointing? Then he says these signs shall follow them and believe. If they lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, Father God, as thy Spirit here to reveal, thou hast said the very secret of the hearts of the people, make known their deeds. I pray with my hands laid on our sister that you will condemn the sickness or the disease of her body or whatever it was that thou hast told her, and may she go from here tonight and be made well for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name, I do this act. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing now, happy, thanking God for your healing. All right. You believe on the Lord now with all your heart? Now, you out there without prayer cards, it won't be called up in the line. I want you to look this way and believe with all your heart. Say, Lord, let your servant talk to me and tell me what's my trouble or something or another about me. I'll believe you with all my heart. Now, you do that and see what he will say. How do you do, sir? Supposedly, you and I are strangers to each other, sir. We do not know one another. Only God knows us both. He's no Jew since you was before you were born. Before the world began, he knew you and knew that you would stand here tonight. God knew that. He fed you all the food you ever eat. And we're perfect strangers to each other. Do you believe that you're in his presence? Not your brother, but into his presence. Do you believe that he's able to tell me what you're here for or something or another that would help you? A man is going from me. Years ago, your trouble started. You probably look 15 years or more younger than what you are now. It's a nervous condition. You've been bothered with a nerve trouble. I see you can't sleep. You're up pacing around, restless. It's a nerve cause. You don't know what it is. Doctors can't locate what it is. They don't know what it is. But here's what it is. As a child, you was playing near a cellar steps. And you fell. And it's put a vertebrae that's slightly out in the back. There is your trouble. I hear you didn't come from this city. You come from another city where there's a river or something run. It's New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey. Your name is Frank. They call you Frank. Zach, is that? You're healed, sir. Your faith has made you well. Whatever you have need on, our blessed Redeemer will do these things for you. All right, would you bring your patients? Lady, do you believe with all your heart sitting there? Right there with bowing your head looking at me with a little green dress on there? Yes, you. Stand up. No, the little lady right here behind you, Sister Brown. That light hangs over you. You have an eczema breaking out. You believe Jesus Christ heals you now? You accept your healing? God bless you. Go home. You're going to get over it now. God's going to make you well. God bless you. How do you do? Excuse me. Now, be reverent. Only believe. Have faith in God. Now, I want you to believe whatever is said. Now, you accept your healing right where you are. Look this way, lady. Now, oh, the lady can't speak English. You're here to interpret for her. I will look at her. Tell her I said, look on me. I am a stranger to you. But God knows you. You are a believer. You're from the Baltics. You are here for, not for yourself. You're here for a loved one, which is a husband. That husband has ulcers. He's in a building. It's a hospital. You're living here now, like White Plains or somewhere, White Plains, New York. That's where you're from. You also want healing. You got arthritis. She's going to find her husband's going to get well, and you are healed of the arthritis. Go on your road rejoicing. Jesus Christ makes you whole. You and his blessed power. Amen. Amen. Do not fear. Have faith in God. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. We do not know each other. God knows us both. You believe that? A little colored lady sitting right there at the end, but just been praying the last few minutes that God would heal her with that tumor. He did do it, lady. You don't have any prayer card, do you? So you can stand up now. Your tumor is gone. Jesus Christ has healed you. Amen. Us being strangers to one another, the Lord knows what you're here for, doesn't He? I see you being moved into some kind of a building with a sheet over you. It was a hospital. And you went under an operation in recent years. And they cut into you for inward trouble. And they cut you, tore you all up. You're suffering now with a stomach trouble. And also, you've got where they operated. They made a mistake and it's broke through and you got a rupture in the place where it was at. That is the truth. Do you believe that that comes, that resource of knowing that come from the Lord Jesus Christ? If you do and accept it so, surely he who stands here, who takes a man like myself and knows those things, you accept it to be Jesus Christ? Then he said this, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Do you believe it? Then I lay my hands upon thee, my sister, and condemn the disease of your body and say, Satan, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. May she be made well. Amen. God bless you. The Lord Jesus Christ be with you. How do you do, sir? I suppose that you and I are strangers to each other. We don't know one another. This is our first meeting time. But there's somebody who is present now who knows both of us. That's His Majesty that we'll stand in His presence at the day of the judgment to give an account for everything that's in our lives. You're suffering with a trouble in your eyes. And you also have a stomach trouble. That stomach trouble is the same cause of your eyes. It's a nervous trouble. The astigmatism for one thing, and another thing is a peptic condition in the stomach, making you a peptic ulcer in your stomach. You can't eat very well, and it causes you to smother everything that's being sensitive on your teeth. Also, you got a loved one. It's a woman, and you're interested in her. She's a sister-in-law, and she's in an institution, a mental institution. You are a minister. You was coming to this meeting last night and had to preach the reason you didn't come. Go and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall have what you ask for. You believe it? In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I bless this my brother for his healing. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Just a moment. Stop weeping, sister. He heard your prayer. Right over there, sitting there with your hands folded, the lady looking at me, sitting next to the end. Little red hat on, yes, lady, you with your hands. You've been suffering. There stands, looks like any human being could see that light moving over the lady. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. You were sitting there praying that I would call you. If that's right, wave your handkerchief back and forth. You're suffering with a nervous trouble, or you did have it. It's been the cause by the lifetime that you're in, the menopause. It's going to leave you, and you're going to be well. It turns light around you. You're going to be well. Jesus Christ makes you well. How do you do, lady? Suppose we're strangers one to the other. Perfect example of where our Lord Jesus Christ came here on earth. He talked to a woman at the well, which was a Samaritan. And him being a Jew, just difference in race. And he let them know right quick there was no difference in the races. God sought such would worship him in spirit and in truth. Tonight you being a colored woman and me a white man standing here together brings the same thing back face to face again. The back shirt was over you just then. Sir, the second man there, been having epilepsy. You accept your healing now? You don't have a prayer card. There's no way it gets for you to get in the line. You don't need a prayer card. You've already got on you what it takes if you'll accept it. How did your faith touch me here? That demon of epilepsy will leave you if you'll believe it. Have faith in God and don't doubt. Fallen bladder will also be corrected, sister, if you believe it with all your heart. Jesus Christ will make you well. God bless you. You believe it? Yes, or stand up on your feet and then accept it. God bless you. Go home now and be made well. You got a growth. The growth's hidden from me, my natural sight. But at this time, there's someone looking through my eyes who's not me. That growth is on your breast, and it's on the right breast. That's right. It's a tumor. Come here. O Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, let thy blessings be known this night. Bring peace to the woman, and may the demon leave her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Go rejoicing, being happy. You believe? I'm getting real weak. You believe?
Yes.
You want to get over the heart trouble? Believe that God's going to make you well?
Yes.
Raise up your hand and say, I accept it. Let every other person in the building who's got heart trouble stand up on your feet right now and be healed just at this time. Lord Jesus, I pray with all my heart the prayer of faith for heart trouble. Satan, you're exposed. Come out of these people in the name of Jesus Christ. May they each be healed.
Thank you.
God bless you. Go on your road and be made well. You believe, sister, with all your heart? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may she be healed for God's glory. Amen. Lord God, bless this man who I bless in thy name. May thy spirit come upon him now, and may he be made well for Jesus' sake. Grant these kind blessings, my heavenly Father, as I ask for your glory in his name. Amen. May your eyes be made well. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, bless this woman who I bless in thy name, and may the power of Almighty God come upon her, and may she be made well. Amen. I am not reading that woman's mind. Stop thinking that. Put your hand over on me, lady. You believe me to be God's servant? The lady. You believe that what I ask God, God will give it? You believe if God will show me out here not looking at you, what's wrong with you, will you accept your healing? You go home, eat your supper, then your stomach trouble left you just then. You go, God bless you, go eat your... Not reading the mind... It's the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's sure to make well. All right. You have faith and believe with all your heart. You believe, lady? In the name of the Lord Jesus, may our sister be made well. Amen. Go thanking God and rejoicing. You have to believe, sister, if you live with that, you know that. You believe that he's going to make you well? In the name of Jesus Christ, I condemn this demon that's binding our sister for it to leave her through Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go believing. You believe, sister, with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you be made well. Amen. God bless you, sister. You believe, sir, with all your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, go be made well. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, may our brother be made well. Can we get the audience just a minute? Friends, I can't see you no more. It's become a blur to me now. But I want everybody to raise up at this time and accept your healing in Jesus Christ. Father, you're here, the Lord Jesus. My strength is gone, Lord, but thou art here. And now I condemn every demon that's in the building, every sickness that is these to sick, these handkerchiefs. And God, I pray that you'll heal them, everyone. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask for their healing. And now, lady, I want to talk to you just a moment. Being that you're the first patient, I realize these microphones are alive. And they do it on purpose so the audience can listen. Now, if we are strangers to each other, do not know one another, never seen each other, that's true, isn't it? If that's true, would you raise your hand? We do not know one another, never seen each other, and this is our first meeting time. But God knows both of us. He knows all about us. And someday we're going to stand in His presence to give an account for everything that we ever did. You believe that, don't you? Do you believe if the Lord Jesus was standing here now, that He would be able to know you even before you was born? Well then, if He's here and promised that He would reveal to His servants the same thing, then you believe that He could do it. And if He would you accept Him? Believe Him with all your heart, with all your heart. You realize that something's going on, lady. It isn't your brother's presence that's doing it. It's the Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to just, you're shook just a little because I'm trying to get you quite
For that which is on you now isn't to hurt you. It's to help you. It's His presence. And now you become getting dim to me. That's His presence. You're doing some kind of a mercy work. You are a nurse. And you suffer with a stomach trouble. You can't eat. The condition in the stomach is causing you trouble. And you've got a place that troubles you in your back. And that was caused by lifting a patient one time and strained your back. Those things are true. Now, if God is present to say what is true, you know whether that's right or not. Ever what He told you is in your back life. Will you believe me as His prophet tonight? You're healed. You can go. God bless you. Or I'll see you time after you're well. God be with you. I have faith. Just don't doubt. Now to you in the audience, you start believing now. Just say, Lord, I believe the man has told me the truth because he's testified of Jesus Christ. Do it and see what will happen. How do you do, sir? But suppose you and I are strangers to each other, but the Lord Jesus knows both of us, does He? He does. There's a dark, evil spirit moving in the building. It's hanging over a little colored boy sitting out here in the audience. I see the little fellow kind of having some kind of spell. It's epilepsy. That child sitting there, mother. That's him. Put your hand over on him, sister. Yeah, put your hand on his little head, if you will. Almighty God, have mercy on the child. Now, Satan, you're exposed. By the name of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ, I adjure thee to leave that child. You can't hold him. The Lord God rebuke thee and come out of him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith now, sister. You believe the boy's going to be well? It's gone from him at the time. I'll stay away if you just keep believing. Here comes that same evil spirit moving again. It's left the child, but no, it isn't. It's the weight of the child, but here's another one. Sitting right there. You have epilepsy also, lady. This lady sitting right here. Perhaps don't have a prayer card, but you don't need a prayer card. You just need faith. You have one. Lay your hand over on her, sister. He's sitting next to her. Do you believe right now, lady, that devil's going to leave you? Audience, be reverent. These things go from one to another. Almighty God, who raised up His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from the dead, He's alive tonight here, who said to the Father, brought the epileptic child down. Oh, Satan, you knew that was the Lord Jesus then. You had to listen to His voice, and so will you now. For He has told us whatever we ask, believe we receive it. And I ask that that evil spirit go from the woman, and may she get well. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. I have faith, sister. Have faith. You shall have what you ask for if you just believe now. Excuse me, you're still the patient. It just left me and went to the audience. I just want to talk to you. We're strangers to each other, I believe. I'm not beside myself, but yet it's something different. I can't explain it. But God knows all of it, brother. Of course, seeing you stand there with glasses on, of course, I could say it was your eyes. But I wouldn't pass you through like that, because the public knows that you got glasses on. If I say something's wrong with your eyes, sure, they know it is. But there might be something else, and maybe there's something down farther in life, or maybe something it is to be. I do not know, and he may not never show me nothing about you. But if he does, and something that you know that I know nothing of, and if we being strangers, I know nothing of you in a first place. But if the Lord Jesus can reveal something about you, you'll believe with all your heart, will you, sir? Will the audience do likewise? Now you just look here and believe. And if he should talk, just let him finish. Then you can know whether it's truth or not. Sometimes when you speak while the vision's going on, it breaks the vision. But I just trust that he'll help you in some way. Well, one of these days we've got to stand in his presence at the judgment bar. You want to get over that diabetes? Sitting there, you believe that God will make you well? Yes. You believe it? The man sitting here with a little white coat on? You're sitting there praying, wasn't you? Or stand on your feet. Jesus Christ. Lay your hand over on the lady next to you there. Now put your hand down on the one on the next side. The next side, lay there. No, the one right on the other side of there. Other side of you, sir. That lady. Put your hand over on her. She had a female disorder also. Heavenly Father, in the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I rebuke the devil. There are people's faith are rising in such a way that now Satan knows that he's lived his day. Soon he shall receive his judgment, and tonight he'll have to leave these people. Come out of them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Church of the Living God, as the newborn babes in Christ, with the name of the Lord Jesus to execute judgment upon evil powers, I say, by the authority of God's word, come from the people. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Your faith saves you. Go rejoicing, it's done, finished. Your dream stops, sister, so you won't have to be bothered with it no more. Oh, that's the way to believe. That's it. Have faith in God. Just believe with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. I can only do as he tells me. The people are praying, sir. Here he comes again. Didn't you just have your head down praying, a lady in a pink dress sitting right back there? You, yes. You believe me as his prophet? Have a rectal trouble that's been bothering you. Isn't that right? A lady right there in a pink dress. Wasn't you praying when I turned my head? You bowed your head to pray? Right there. It's gone from you now. Your faith has saved you, sister. God bless you. I never healed you. You're satisfied that something has happened to you. If that's right, wave your hand. The lady there, yes, wave your hand back and forth like that. A rectal trouble, burning, hurting all the time. Cease now. Wave your hand if that's right. See? You're healed. Your faith has saved you. The same kind of faith that the woman had a blood issue when she turned around. Jesus said, thy faith has made me whole. Your faith touched him tonight through his church and through his being here. Now go home and you'll be well. Don't doubt. Have faith. Would you just stand around this way just a little bit, sir. That right here. I could know you look at me, but I just want to get my back to the audience. Just you believe me, do you, sir? I truly believe it. For between you and I seems to be a welcome spirit. The more I talk to you, perhaps the more the Lord Jesus would show us, tell us, reveal to us. Of course, there's many more standing out on the line. The more I talk, the weaker I get. You realize that. But you believe me. You're a Christian man. And I see you being taken somewhere with a sheet over you. It was into an operation that's repeating the second time you've had two operations. And they've taken from you a tumor. And that tumor has returned. It's on you again. In that, they've taken ribs from your body. And them ribs come off of the, you're turned towards your window. It was on the, they come out of the right side. Your ribs was taken out on the right side. Now I see you are trying to do something. You're deaf in the left ear. Now I see some palm trees a-blowing, waving. If you're not from this country, but you're not from a palm tree, oh, you're from a mountain country, a coal mining country where there's a lot of cedars or pines. You're from West Virginia. But you are, there has been a man, someone come get you from Florida, that's come from Florida where the palm trees are, a tall man, thin, kind of bald-headed, has come and got you and brought you here to the meeting. Those things are true, sir.
Yes.
Then you know you're in the presence of something, don't you? If I remember right, you was deaf in your ears or somewhere. Come here just a minute. Let's see the kingdom of God be manifested. Will the audience bow their head? Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of life and giver of every good gift, that the audience might know that you're Christ, the Son of God, we pray now for mercy. Let the power that raised the Lord Jesus from the dead now come into this brother and give him new hearing. Thou demon, evil one, come out of him, thou deaf spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, leave him.
Look at this ear over here. Yes? You hear me now? You hear me all right?
Yes.
How long have you been deaf in that ear?
Back to
old.
Arch, you may raise your head. The man was deaf all his life in his ear over here. Now you see my finger.
You hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Now watch, I'm just whispering. Watch, I put my finger here, see?
I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You are healed. You can go home rejoicing, my brother. The Lord Jesus is healed. Have faith in God. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be moved, plucked up and cast into the sea, and don't doubt, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you'll have what you ask for. I believe I get what I ask for I asked it for God's glory. You have faith in God. Will you come? How do you do, lady? Are we strangers to each other? Yeah, just saw me from the audience. A few years ago in the audience. Yes, ma'am. Well, that makes us then strangers to each other. Only Jesus Christ knows us both. Isn't that right? Now, while His anointed presence is here, as He talked to a woman one day at the well, just merely to contact her spirit, the Father had no doubt told him to go up by the way of Samaria. And when he sat on the well and he seen the woman coming, perhaps dressed us the way the Father had told him that she would be dressed. And what if you thought the Father told me while I was yet in the building, sitting downstairs, that there'd be a woman come to me tonight dressed in a blue dress with gray hair. Would you believe it? You would. And if he told me that this woman was having trouble sleeping, she's just sleepless, that would be the truth. That would be you, wasn't it? And it would also be the truth that you had an accident and broke your foot, and the x-ray shows 1, 2, 3 places is broken, stiff in your foot. Is that right? Then he tells me that you're healed. Do you believe it? And then they go on their own. There's her foot loose and normal. It's been broken and twisted down for some time. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us his victory, his power. Just believe. That's all I ask you to do, is have faith in God. How do you do, sir? Do you believe with all your heart? You believe that the things that you see done comes from the Lord Jesus?
Yes,
sir. You do. You have a bursted place, don't you? A rupture. That's in your right side. That's right, it's a rupture in your right side. That you might know that I know by the power of God. You're a married man. You have a wife and she has a growth on her neck. And you come here from New Jersey. Go back home and be well, brother. Lay your hands on your wife. Christ's name, may he heal you and make you well. All right, brother. You believe with all your heart? You believe the Lord Jesus Christ is here to reveal to you your life, all about you? If the Lord Jesus will let me know where your trouble lays, will you accept him as your provider for whatever it is, if it's difficult, finance, if it's sickness, if whatever it is? If you just tell me what's wrong with you, will you believe him with all your heart? You got several things wrong with you, but the major thing is you're worried about your heart. You got heart trouble. I said you had heart trouble. It's gone from you now. God bless you. You go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Be made well. You had the same thing. You've been bothered. You don't know where you know. You get weak in the afternoon. Kind of weak spell. You can't complete your work sometimes. You sit down. Nighttime, you don't rest well. It's a hideous thing. It comes to women. It's a tubercular. But Jesus Christ is here to make you well. I don't know you. I've never seen you. But I've seen you sitting in kind of an overstuffed chair that sets a window to the left-hand side when you're sitting there kind of meditating. When you heard about me coming up here, you thought if you get up in this prayer line, you'd be prayed for, you'd be healed. Isn't that the truth? Only God. You said that in prayer. I'm not reading your mind. I'm just telling you what you have done. And the Lord Jesus Christ is here and has healed you. Now you go on your road rejoicing. Here's another thing. You notice in your life you haven't been satisfied with the life that you've lived. Isn't that right? You've tried. You've up. Now no one knows that but you and God alone. But that is the truth, isn't it? Now you have the victory. Go live for him with all your heart. God bless you. You believe with all your heart? If I'd ask God to heal you, you believe his presence are here now and would heal you? Come here. Lord, may the power of the enemy leave our sister, and may she go from here tonight and be made completely whole. I ask this for your glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Believe. Just a moment, something happened just then. Someone was healed. I can't... boy, it was you. You had stomach trouble. It's gone from you. God bless you. Your faith made you whole before you could get here. Let us say praise be to God. Do you believe in God? Believe in Jesus Christ. You believe you'll make it. If God knows what is your trouble, God knows how to heal you, doesn't he? Come here just a minute. Heavenly Father, in thy kindness, I pray that you'll bless our dear brother. Take this evil thing from him and may he go out of the building tonight healthy, happy, and rejoicing through Jesus, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, brother. Go on your road, happy and rejoicing now, and be made well. If I would tell you that while you were standing in that line back behind the curtain there, that I saw you in the visions of that heart trouble and things you would heal, did you believe it? You are. So you just come. Everyone believing with all your heart? You believe the Lord Jesus will make you well, sir? Do you believe that he stands in you? Do you stand in his presence now? Yes, my trouble. Now that the healed, the lady's trouble. But the Lord Jesus is here to make you well. Do you believe that with all your heart? Let me thank you. I want to show you so you'll be sure you know. I want you to look at my hand. Yes? Now watch, I put your hand over. Now look at it. You have that little white thing turned over top of it? I take it off. It isn't. Put mine on. It isn't there. I take your other. It isn't there. Now touch your other hand. You yourself can lay your hand on. There it is. Now something's going on there. You see that? You're doing. I just lift your hand off. Just take your hand off. Now, see how? A different look. Now put your other hand on. You put your hand on yourself. Turn it sideways your way. Flat on my hand. It isn't there now. Now what's the difference in this hand and that hand? Now, do you believe if I ask him, it'll go away? All right, I want you to hold your hand. Listen, you watch mine. Now, kind Heavenly Father, that this woman might know that thou art Christ, the Son of God, and I stand here as your servant. I ask for mercy for her and say to this demon that would deceive her and take her life, come out of her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Leave the woman. I want you to hear. Something has happened. Now, lay this hand here on me. Doesn't move, does it? Now, lay this hand back, which did turn red. Something's happened, hasn't it? It's gone from you. You're healed. You're well. You can go. God bless you. How do you do that? You believe with all your heart that you can use his presence, Lord. Is it possible? Ladies, you know, but with your ladies, your age, you're awfully nervous. It's a time of life for you. Only God alone knows those things. But he reveals to me exactly what your trouble is, isn't it? Now, do you believe that he will make you well? Thank kind Heavenly Father, I ask for mercy for our sister. May she go from here tonight well, for I condemn this demon that it leaves her in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go happy and rejoicing now and be made well. Would you come, lady? I don't move if you can help it, friend. See, the angel of the Lord, when it moves in the audience, it's moving, but people moving upsets me. Are you getting tired or weary? It's becoming blurry over the audience and the people's move. It upsets me and you don't know the strain I'm going through to stand here. And I pray that I don't do anything wrong to make you or keep you too long. I'm only trying to help the people here. If it was your people, you would be willing to sit if it was you. So I won't take your hand this minute, lady. And every person in this building, do you want to be healed right now? Lady, you were healed.
of the heart trouble that you've been having, the different things that's been wrong. God has healed you now. You go on your road rejoicing. And I want the rest of you to stand to your feet just a minute, if you will. I want you to look this way to me just a minute. I get reverent just a moment. I've been just as sincere with you as I know how to be sincere. I've told you the word of the Lord. The Lord Jesus has come right around and confirmed that to be the truth. Is that right? Do you believe me now? If I would tell you anything, would you believe it now? You would. I'll tell you this is the truth, that every person in this building can be made well right now if you just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your healer. If these other things have been right, this is right. And I'll tell you that He now wants to make every person in here well if you're ready to accept it. Are you? If you are, raise up your hand and say, I accept it. Now, Lord Jesus, Thou who knows all things, I ask that You be blessed among Your people tonight. And these people who are standing with their hands up in the air, send down the power of the Holy Ghost. Like in the day of Pentecost, and in the name of Jesus Christ, condemn every sick person. Satan, come out of here. You're a law. You're a ruin. Your hope's broke. And I now pronounce every person in here under the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus Christ makes you well.